This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. A jury has found Devin Erickson guilty of first-degree murder in the shooting of classmate Kendrick Castillo at STEM school Highlands Ranch 2 years ago. The mandatory sentence is life without parole. The defense said Erickson was suffering from sleep deprivation, intense drug use, and was under the sway of his co-defendant. However, prosecutors say he had many chances to tell someone but didn't. Denver has a new plan to keep residents cool without wrecking the climate. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
Grace Rink runs the city's Climate Action Office. She says the policy outline is meant to help add cooling in low-income neighborhoods.
This is how we're going to bring cooling to people in their homes so that they can survive where they are.
It also calls for new incentives and building codes to promote heat pumps. The units provide both heating and cooling. That means they could replace thousands of natural gas furnaces with machines run on wind and solar power. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The COVID vaccination rate for Hispanics in Colorado lags behind other groups, and the push is on to bring shots directly to the people. The recent showdown between the U.S. and Mexico in Denver is an example. Soccer fan Diego Montemayor says some vaccinated fans urged friends to do the same.
When they hear people that they trust sharing their experiences, that goes a long way.
An excessive heat warning all this week for Grand Junction and the Western Slope. Grand Junction currently at 102 degrees. This is CPR and KRCC.